1049. Do you want to read these together, Commissioner Fish, these three?
That'd be fine. And if the distinguished director and his team would please come forward.
Okay.
The whole group.
1049 through 51, please, Carla.
1049.
They will follow your instructions, Mayor.
Extend contract with GSI Water Solutions, Inc. for CERCLA and risk assessment technical assistance at the Portland Harbor Superfund site and add $500,000. 1050, extend contract with GSI Water Solutions, Inc. for source control technical assistance at the Portland Harbor Superfund site and add $300,000. 1051, authorize a contract with the lowest responsive bidder for construction of the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Influent Pump Station Transformer Addition Project Number E10669 for $562,000.
Okay, Director Jordan.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, thanks for having us today. I think you're well aware of the ongoing work for the Portland Harbor. The first two items before you are extensions of the contract that we have with GSI to do technical work on those. You probably also are aware that the pace of the work regarding Portland Harbor has changed pretty dramatically in the last 6 months or so and will continue for some time. So we'd like to extend that contract since the contractor has unique knowledge and history with us on the site and with the work we're doing. So I'll stop there and be ready to answer questions for you on those issues. Scott's here to talk about the other issues.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
We're here to to ask for authorization for a construction contract to add a redundant power transformer at the influent pump station, which exists on the site for Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant. It's in an effort to increase resiliency of that facility to make sure it's operational when needed. If there's any questions, we're here to answer them.
Doesn't look like there are. That was succinct and to the point.
We know you're behind schedule, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Well done. Okay, thank you. We'll stand by if there are any questions, if we have anybody who wants to speak on these items, but we'll take that next. So does anyone here wants to speak on any of these three items? They're not all on the same subject, but they're all in the same bureau. So, okay, seeing none, then let's take a roll call vote, please, on 1049.
Novick?
Aye.
Ritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Mayor, I just want to acknowledge, we really appreciate the leadership that Mike Jordan has given the city in de facto being the lead staff person on Superfund. And when he said that the pace of work is changing, that was the understatement of all time. And the next year, lots of things will be happening. And I'm very appreciative of the leadership that Mike's providing in helping to lead our response to this important issue. Aye.
Holtzman.
Aye.
Nails.
Oh, Commissioner Fish, thanks for your good work on this. And, yeah, we have gone from something in the neighborhood of paralysis to really moving forward and actually reaching some pretty significant agreements. There's some still pretty big disagreements about the Superfund issue, but I really appreciate the progress. The EPA is working a lot better with us than they have in the past, and Director Jordan's added a lot of value as well. Thank you for good work. Aye. And next one, please.
1050. Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And third. 1051.
That's a non-emergency.
Oh, that passes to second reading. Sorry, that's not an emergency ordinance. That goes to next week. Okay.